Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. We missed you last week. Hope you enjoyed the Maryland game. We've got a full hour of Penn State football talk for you. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me, you heard his That's Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Ross Tucker, the other member of our on-air team, will join us shortly. Bob, first of all, how was your Thanksgiving break?
It was good. It was. I stayed around here, got caught up on some football, really enjoyed it. The Maryland game was about kind of the way I think a lot of people, some people thought it would be close. I was one of the people that thought it would be.
Yeah.
They played their Super Bowl against Ohio State, Penn State, senior day. I had a 38-10 on Penn Live, and I thought Maryland would score, but they didn't even look like McFarland wanted to play. He had six carries, so good for Penn State, good for their defense.
As good as – and this is the Maryland team at times. You know, they win some games. They're a little bit up and down. You know, like you get a score, it makes you go like they gave up 62 or whatever, and then they go out and they almost beat Ohio State. But the one thing they've been doing for a month is running the ball consistently. Whether they won or lost, the game was competitive or not, they were running the ball very consistently. They couldn't run across the street.
I think losing that quarterback probably didn't help.
I'm sure it didn't help either. So anyway, we're going to kick off this week's show with some news and notes, followed by Tucker's Tape, which is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Ross and Bob and I will review Ross's thoughts on the Maryland game, what they mean heading into the bowl game where Penn State goes, nobody knows. They're your questions, his answers. Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. We'll power quarter number three, and we'll close out the show talking about college football playoff. And maybe the championship games, it might have an impact on it.
Absolutely.
Kind of a, like a bit of a dud championship. I mean, you look at Alabama.
I think there's two really, really watchable games that people can get behind. And there's unfortunately, the ACC game and I feel strongly the Big Ten title game are going to be lacking. But I'm excited to see the SEC game, and I'm excited to see a noon kick and in Jerry World with a game that's going to probably impact
Oklahoma,
the Big Ten a great deal.
Yeah, I agree that those two are okay, and Oklahoma's got a dog in the fight because Texas beat them.
It's
going to
be one
River.
Surprise. That's my bold prediction for this show. I'm going to start right now. There will be one surprise on a championship Saturday that we don't see coming.
Okay, you're going to include all the championship games, including the Pac-12, where you have Washington and Utah?
I mean, no one really cares about that game, right. But about the games that most people,
Saturday,
our audience cares about, there's going to be one surprise.
Okay.
And it won't be Pitt.
It will not be Pitt. So we're going to kick off with some news and notes. Let's talk about Big Ten announced earlier this week. It's all-conference selection. First, let me have a 30-second editorial. When are they? Is the Big Ten going to come out of 1992 and stop having the coaches' team? It just doesn't make any sense. It's more confusing to me.
Plus, you know, it's probably GAs that are doing it. Do you really think Urban Meyer's in the breaking down tape?
That's what I mean. Like, if you're going to have your all-conference
teams. I don't think the coaches' team carries any more weight anymore because I don't think they put as much time in. Actually, I have a vote, and I can tell you that the way that they present it to the media is – for example, you have to pick, I think I had to pick 12 defensive linemen. I had to pick 6 offensive tackles. I had to pick three centers. I had to pick 9 defensive backs. So you have to actually
do some research.
You give a damn. You have to actually, and that's what I spent. It's about 3 or 4 hours just trying to make sure that no one gets slighted. That's the last thing I want to do. So I try and figure out if Illinois has got anyone decent. And they did have a couple decent players. But your point about the coaches is valid. So let's get to your thoughts there.
Yeah, I just think it's time to get rid of it. I mean, the thing that jumps out to you, there were a couple of them, but Etor Grossmatos on the third team is on the coaches team. Just don't put it out there, because when they present it now, they present both teams and you're presenting a double option. And one is some guy taking 3 or 4 hours like yourself to make sure that everyone gets recognized. And then you got one where a GA is filling it out. But let's go through and talk about some of the guys that made it. I don't know. Did they miss on anybody at Penn State? I didn't see anything that jumped out to me. There's nobody on offense that made the first team.
No, and I don't really think. I think that except for Etor and the third team vote, which we can get into, and I'm sure Ross has some thoughts about that as well. I thought that Penn State, pretty much the guys that got mentioned and even the honorable mention, I thought it was pretty fair. I really did. I'm glad that Miles Sanders got recognized as a second team running back. I think that there was a lot of 1,000-yard rushers in the Big Ten. I thought he had a very solid year, and I think he exceeded my expectations a little bit. I really think he did, and I don't think there's any question that he has the full attention of the NFL. I think they know there'll be some running backs that I think that have already been drafted that are good players that we can compare him to. But to me, I thought Miles Sanders really had a good year, and I was glad to see some other guys get some recognition as well, especially the offensive lineman. I thought Connor was good, and Bates was good as well.
They were both third team selections.
Yeah, and I really think that Penn State, it fell about the way that I thought it would, and Trace, quite honestly, as a second team quarterback, I think that's about as high as he could have gone. There was another quarterback that I looked at, actually Taylor Martinez
from
Nebraska.
Yeah, he was really good this year.
The way that if you watch how he closed the season and played, he is going to be a problem in the Big Ten West for a couple of years. But so Trace had three consecutive years where he was second team All Big Ten. First two, I think he was behind Barrett, and this year he's behind another Buckeye. But
Offensive player of the year.
It also speaks to his consistency,
correct,
and his ability to play well, play hurt. I mean, I just think that they slotted him about as good as he could have gotten.
One thing quick on Miles Sanders that I was just – when I was watching the Maryland game and I texted Jim about it was Miles was having a good day.
Yeah.
And I
think it was Adrian Martinez. I said Taylor Martinez. I slipped up there on Nebraska. I got my Nebraska quarterbacks confused. So if the Nebraska audience is listening, I know that I messed up there. But you have a really good quarterback.
I was just watching the game, and I thought, okay, Miles is off. As expected, Miles is running the ball really good today.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it, and it's like early, mid-second quarter, and I see Journey Brown in there.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking. I'm not saying anything that I know anything, but to me, that's it. And he was in for the whole series, and I'm like, okay, we had already seen Ricky Slade, and that makes sense. But I'm like, why is Journey Brown playing in a 14-3 game early to mid-second quarter? And Miles Sanders has 6 carries for like 68 yards at that point. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if he's your horse, don't you keep your horse kind of in there? Which to me kind of said, it was just to me like, okay, Miles Sanders is going to the NFL. That's what that told me. That was just the sign on the field that you look for that he's going. I think James knows he's going or he's told him. And James is already starting to look at other ones. Because, okay, you can talk about Journey Brown doing good in practice and he deserves it. But I'm like, you don't take Miles Sanders off the field and put him in for your third team running back.
Yes and no. I mean, there were games last year where I knew that Barkley was going to go and he would get 10 or 12 carries. I just kind of feel like they didn't want to wear Miles out against a team. They knew they were going to clobber. They put Ricky Slade in. I thought he did some good things.
I agree.
So keep him fresh. They're going to play him in the bowl game. If that really is the case and if that's really the way that James approaches it, then shouldn't we see Tommy Stevens a little bit more in the bowl game?
That's a good question.
Shouldn't we be seeing that? Shouldn't we have seen him a little bit more? We got to see him against Maryland. But I know where you're headed with that, Ashay, and I think we're going to have a couple of really interesting segments to talk about moving forward about Penn State's guys that might leave.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, we'll be talking about that between now and the bowl game. All right, on defense, when we're talking about the Big Ten All-Conference, we'll get to that in a sec. The Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio is brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, Etor Grotz-Matos and Amani O, number 21. They were both first-team selections, all first-team All-Big Ten. Mm-hmm. And Sharif Miller was third-team All-Big Ten. That is about right for me. Yeah. I didn't go down to the honorable mentions.
There's some other guys that played well during the final three games, but you have to measure it against the teams that they were playing. They played 3 one-dimensional teams. Now, Wisconsin was a good running team, but those quarterbacks, the last three quarterbacks they played,
they were just
not that great.
They were bad.
Also, it startled me what Minnesota did to Wisconsin on their own field.
Yeah.
On the final game of the year, and that speaks to some of the issues that Wisconsin had, I think, all year. I really think that Penn State, with the exception of one slight with Etor. I thought that they were well represented. I thought Sharif should have been right about where he was. I thought it was a good year for defensive linemen. By the way, this to me was a little bit fascinating. So, because I had talked to somebody at Penn State, so the way you get on the ballot of the Big Ten is your team has to nominate you.
Okay.
Blake Gillikin was not on the ballot.
Interesting.
Blake Gillikin was not on the ballot, and I said, so the only way you get on the ballot, and I'm just telling you that they did not nominate Blake Gillikin. I wrote him in as the third team punter.
Right.
They felt like he didn't have a great year. Nick Bosa was not on the ballot. Now, ooh, you can debate all you want, but right, I wrote him in, and he was my first pick. I'm sorry. If the guy is going to be the first pick in the draft and he played a couple of games and was dominant, you can't tell me that he didn't exist in the Big Ten
for
conference
that season,
so yeah. I wrote him in, but that just shows you how interesting the Big Ten voting can go.
All right, let's keep moving here. We got a couple more minutes left in quarter number one. Penn State juniors. This is something that's a topic for the fans now that we're done with 12 football games and have the bowl game left. You talked about it on Penn Live. You wrote a little something about it. Here's your six guys.
Mine are really three that I'm watching for sure, but now that I'm going to add a fourth based on something I read this week.
Okay, so you're six and you can add a seventh. It's Miles Sanders, Sharif, Kevin Givens, Connor McGovern, Ryan Bates, and
Wiley has three, but you have six.
I put six. So okay, who are your three?
My three, as I wrote about for sure, Sharif. I have a pretty just the vibe I'm getting is
gone.
Outie. I mean, and I think that he will get drafted absolutely if he goes. I think Kevin Givens might consider leaving. I don't know how much more Kevin wants to enjoy the college life. And I think that Miles would be the other one. Reading about reading on SI.com, they have an NFL writer named Andy Benoit or Benoit, B-E-N-O-I-T. I can never get that pronunciation right. But he was going through draft team needs and what teams might do in the 2019 draft. And he had mentioned, and he's talking about first, maybe high second round picks. For several teams, he brought up the name Connor McGovern.
Yes.
That high.
Yeah.
And that surprised me. I didn't know. I mean, I know that he's had a good year. But to me, if they – I would immediately seek an NFL draft evaluation if I'm them. And if he can go that high, he should go.
Mel Kiper had him as the number one guard on his board.
Yeah.
On his latest big board. He put Connor McGovern as his number one guard. So that's
I trust Andy a little bit more than Mel.
That's a good point. Yeah. Okay, a couple quick notes before we get out. Freshman safety Isaiah Humphreys, he's a legacy from Texas. He announced his intention to transfer. He was part of the 2018 class. A lot of them played this year. He did not. He was an early enrollee, so he's out. Penn State got its first 2020 commit, Grant Tuant.
You're on your own.
I'm on my own there. Tuant, 6'6", 280-pound, three-star offensive tackle. So, all right, that'll do it for quarter number one from the Labatt Studio. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.